The number of visitors in Hawaii is down by more than 90% from previous levels, as HPR has previously reported. Now, marine scientists are using that lull to study how the presence of humans, or lack thereof, impacts the ecosystem in one of the state's most popular destinations, Hanauma Bay. Roughly 3,000 people were visiting the blue water and white sands of Hanauma Bay every day prior to the pandemic. The inlet on Oahu's southeast corner has for years been used as an example of both over-tourism and sustainably managed tourism. It was declared a marine conservation area in the 1960s after decades of degradation from overuse. To help maintain the area, visitors are now charged an entry fee and public parking is limited. But no one has been visiting Hanauma since the start of the pandemic in March, when Governor David Ige closed the bay due to concerns over large groups. That has presented an opportunity for what scientists call a natural experiment. Elizabeth Maiden is with the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology.
This is an amazing opportunity scientifically to understand what happens to reef and other marine ecosystems and terrestrial ecosystems when humans basically stop doing what they do in those ecosystems.
Scientists at the University of Hawaii's Coral Reef Ecology Lab had already been monitoring the health of the Hanauma Bay ecosystem for two decades, but they've never had a chance to see how that ecosystem functions without the presence of people. Maiden will specifically be looking at fish behavior.
We would expect that they'll revert to more quote-unquote natural levels of things like feeding, so eating algae, predators and prey interacting, and so on. And conversely, that these behaviors will be re-altered once visitors to the bay return post-COVID.
Whenever that happens, scientists will be able to observe how fish change their behavior in the presence of humans, giving them a fuller understanding of our impact on the marine ecosystem. That has potentially significant implications for future conservation efforts. As a hypothetical, Maiden suggests that human presence could be found to decrease the feeding activity of fish that eat algae growing on coral reefs.
This would then suggest that human presence indirectly restricts the ability of plant-eating fishes to perform one of their key ecological functions, keeping the reef's algae in check and providing space on the reef for new corals to grow.
Using a series of GoPro cameras placed around the bay, Maiden and her team have been recording fish behavior during the human-free COVID lockdown. Studies in other areas have shown that fish do adapt their behavior to the presence of humans. But Maiden says it's possible that the legally protected fish living in Hanauma Bay have learned not to see humans as a threat and are not altering their natural behavior. Either way, the results will help determine exactly how much human activity Hanauma Bay can support.
At what level can we have visitors come and swim on the reefs without having a significantly negative impact on the way the reef functions, not overlove them, so to speak?
Maiden says they'll need several months of more regular human activity in the bay before that assessment can be made. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.